kids would get on it, and the big ones would stay off and push it and hop on. And you just held on.
Y'all made one yourself?
No.
What about you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it?
It's a swing.
And the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney? In an old-fashioned stove?
Just the pipe?
And the pipe fits into the...
I think you asked me that yesterday. I don't know. It just goes into a hole in the wall to go outside. All right, it fits into the stove.
And the thing you carry coal in?
Yep. Bucket.
And if you wanted
coal
to move...
bucket.
Huh?
A coal bucket, I guess.
Okay. If you wanted to move bricks, you might use a...
A wheelbarrow.
Did you ever see one with two wheels to it?
A wheelbarrow? If they were, they were very close together. The ones that we always used had one wheel.
Did you ever hear of a Georgia buggy?
No.
And something people used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene, oil.
Did you ever see anybody make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
No, but I think I've heard Daddy say he did it when he was a kid.
Do you know how they did that?
No, not exactly. I guess something on the same order of what a kerosene lamp works on.
Do you ever hear of anything called a flambeau?
No, but I know the word. It's either something I learned in school or something I read, no.
What do you think of?
What I think it is? I don't know. Just sitting here talking about it, I would say I knew how to spell it, but I wouldn't, if somebody said, spell flambeau, I probably could do it, but I wouldn't know what I was spelling.
And inside the tire of the car, you have the inner
tube.
And if somebody had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water, they'd say they were going
to launch it.
What different kinds of boats do people have?
Speed boats, motor boats, yachts, cruisers, rowboats.
What shape is a rowboat?
It's, okay, I guess like ours. It's just pointed on one end and flat across the back, and it's curved in the bottom. And it's narrow.
Where do y'all use the boat?
In the lakes. We have some lakes over where we have the cattle, and then Mother and Daddy have some land on the river. And when we put out lines, we use it.
Which river? Sand?
Guadalupe. It's down. It's the one you cross over when you come out of Victoria.
Where's the San Antonio?
It's further up towards Refugio. You cross it up there and it runs out by Flamin Prairie.
Is that the one that was so shallow?
The river?
Maybe that was a...
Or was it a creek? Coletta Creek?
I'm not sure, but there's something that was just like this huge sand.
And it's probably Coletta Creek. That's a pretty big creek. Mm-hmm. Runs through here.
When does it get high?
When we get a lot of rain from up north, the river rises, and then it fills up, and then it does. It overflows pretty good.
If a child was learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and tell him, now here.
Get dressed.
Or
dress yourself.
What are your clothes?
Put your clothes on.
Would you say, here is your clothes, or here are your clothes?
I'd say, here's your clothes, which is, here is your clothes.
And if you're taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, well, you don't need to be scared. What's going to hurt you?
I won't hurt you.
What about ain't? Did you ever say that?
Oh, I say it all the time. But I don't think the dentist would say ain't.
How would you use the word ain't?
I ain't going to hurt you. I use it all the time.
And if you were having an argument with somebody, you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right about something, you'd say, well, I'm right.
Aren't I?
What about ain't I?
Ain't? Yeah, but I usually say aren't I. Don't ask me why. And I say ain't you. But aren't I? I don't know.
And if I ask you, is that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, well, I didn't go to town, so it...
It wasn't.
It wasn't?
It wasn't me.